Under the pressure of insurgent attacks which have reached 30 to 35 a day, the Bush administration stands at a turning point in Iraq, or rather, two turning points.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
One is the question that brought Administrator Paul Bremer abruptly back to Washington, whether to accelerate the transfer of authority to Iraqis in the hope that this will increase public confidence and diminish the violence. According to the Philadelphia Inquirer, a new CIA report warns that Iraqis are losing faith in the American-led occupation forces, a development that is increasing support for the resistance. The question of transferring power is an intricate one. In what order to write the Constitution and stage elections? Who should be entrusted with the task? And how long Bremer should retain a veto? Bremer, dissatisfied with the performance so far of the Iraqi Governing Council, has favored going slow on yielding authority, and administration officials are reportedly not all of one mind on the subject. But with a December 15th United Nations deadline for action on a constitution staring them in the face, they are apparently agreed on the need for some steps towards bringing Iraqis into the picture. The other turning point has to do with the 130,000 American troops deployed in what some of them call a shooting gallery. The question is whether to reinforce them, as proposed by Senator John McCain, or to start bringing them home, as election-minded officials would hope. The administration has had little success in recruiting troops from other countries, and now the administration is hoping that a reconstituted Iraqi army can replace some of the GIs. President Bush has committed the United States to staying in Iraq until democracy is achieved, but in what numbers he has not said. Senator McCain said in a speech last week that for the foreseeable future, Iraq forces aren't a substitute for adequate levels of American troops. Meanwhile, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the military commander in Iraq, held a news conference in Baghdad to announce tougher measures against insurgents, taking the fight into the safe havens of the enemy, he said. He rejected the suggestion that Iraq was becoming a quagmire like Vietnam. But almost in the same breath, he said, the American forces were determined to win the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people. This is Daniel Shore.